Hi, this is a trip report from a Tijuana newbie. I took my first ever trips to Tijuana the weekend of September 15th and 16th. I did my best to follow the UFAC by Brockton O'Toole on one of the Tijuana websites. That is, I stayed in Chula Vista, right next to the E Street trolley line. There are several hotels of the Motel 6 variety right about there. Each night I took the 820 train down to the border, San Ysidro. There's a 10-minute walk to the Mexican side. Hop in a taxi and get to Adelita's and the Zona Norte by a little after 9. This is the report on Saturday. Saturday night, I was there from roughly 9 to midnight. Couple of things that were very surprising. One is the number of street girls that I saw there. I hadn't expected that. There were literally hundreds, spaced maybe about every 3 feet apart, standing with their, leaning up against the buildings for several blocks in the Zona Norte. Most of my time was spent in three clubs, Adelita's, Chicago Club, and I think it's Bar Tropical. In fact, I like Bar Tropical the best. If you're familiar with the board, then you probably know all about Chicago Club and Adelita's. Chicago Club was really dead both nights. It may have picked up a little bit towards the end, like after 11, 12, but I'd already predetermined that I'd be leaving by midnight because wanted to get back across the border, and I wasn't sure how much time it was going to take, for example. Okay, so Chicago Club was pretty dead both nights. I didn't spend much time there, maybe a half hour. I didn't see anything exciting or inspiring. Adelita's was busier. Many more girls, more guys. But the girls there were nothing special. I spent most of my time at the Tropical. The girls there were same level, maybe a little younger, a little thinner. I saw a few more that I was attracted to, and I liked that place the best. Even though the waiters, I think, try to rip you off, but I didn't mind too much. Like the cost of doing the hobby. Let's see. So at the Tropical Bar, the first thing you'll probably notice is that there was almost always this one single blonde standing out front. I think she's well known to this community. She's like maybe 5'8", maybe 20 years old, good body, good face, good everything. I mean, just a real looker, fake blonde hair. Someone definitely to try in the future. It's not exactly my cup of tea, though. I prefer girls a little quieter, a little softer, a little rounder, maybe. I found that in a girl at Tropical. Her name was Michelle. I'm not sure if she's known to the board. The most distinguishing feature she has, besides being slim, pretty, small breast, long hair, is that she has like a lazy eye. I'm not sure if it's the left eye or the right eye now, but I think it was her right eye was either lazy or it could have been a glass eye. I really didn't pry. Why I liked Tropical was because primarily because there was a lot more dancing going on. That is, the customers were picking out the girls and taking a couple of songs, and they were dancing with them and pay them a small amount, like a dollar per song. So I danced with a few girls like this. I was very happy to do so. So I took a couple of dances with Michelle, and I liked her right off the bat. She spoke a little English, and she's what I like in a girl. 23 years old, she has a 5-year-old, quiet, demure, serene. That's what I like. Anyway, I asked her for for a trip to the hotel, and she said $80, which kind of took me back, and I offered $40. She shook her head and just kind of sat there looking at me, figuring I would cave in, And instead, I got up and said, well, maybe later. And I went on my way. I went and checking out the other bars and the street girls. I did return an hour later and asked her again how much for a trip to the hotel. And she said $60. At this point, I offered $50, and she agreed. Oh, I should note, around here, I made the mistake of getting her a drink. A dancer's drink are much more expensive than a normal... I mean, the normal drinks are like $2. Maybe between $2 and $2.50, something like that. But I think I got taken by one of the waiters, because when I ordered a drink for her, he brought by a cheese tray, which I thought was complimentary, and I learned later was actually like $5. So... a drink for her, a drink for me, and the cheese tray was like $14. So later on, I felt ripped off, but at the time, it didn't bother me. The price of pursuing the hobby. So I go up with Michelle to the hotel where it's $12 for the room, the dingy room, and things get a little strange. She was a very odd lover, but in a very kind of fun way. Her behavior, she had odd physical movements, odd pushing and shoving. She was not like what you call a practice pro, where you know the routine and it's smooth and enjoyable and things flow from one thing to another. Hers was very herky-jerky, strange pullings and shovings, bitings, unexpected touches. At one point she stuck her finger in my ass, which I didn't mind, but at another point she bit my tongue, which I did. I did mine. Bit my nipples, things like that. Did a lot of slapping of my butt, things like that. But the strangest thing she did, which had never happened to me before, was she reached up and I thought she was reaching up to grab the side of my head or to grab my ears or something, and she instead put her fingers in my ears. She did that twice during our session, putting her fingers inside my ears, which is not erotic, and I don't know where she learned that or where that came from. So that was very odd. But I enjoyed the session. Worked up a good sweat, so did she. And I definitely would repeat. In fact, I was hoping to repeat it on the next day, Sunday. At the very end, we tried to take a shower, but the room did have a shower, but it had only one single dingy half a towel, which really didn't work, so kind of left the room kind of wet. That's Saturday. Saturday went well, and I was very happy on my first evening in Tijuana.